Although job growth in March was about half of what it has been for the first 2 months of the year, the unemployment rate incrementally declined to 8.2%. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on March 2012 U.S. employment trends. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reported the 8.2% unemployment rate was 0.1% lower in March than the previous month. A year ago, it was 8.9%. That 8.2% unemployment rate was the result of a civilian labor force that contracted by 164,000, and there were 31,000 fewer employed persons in March. But there were also 133,000 fewer unemployed persons. There were 333,000 more people not in the labor force. In plain English, although there were fewer employed persons in March, the number of unemployed persons shrank by a much greater number, and the labor force shrank all at the same time. Therefore, the ratio between the unemployment rate's component parts changed enough to move the unemployment needle down 0.1%. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported the economy had 120,000 more jobs in March than the previous month. This was about half of the amount in each of the first 2 months of the year. However, other factors were likely affecting the jobs numbers in the first quarter of the year, and we'll discuss this in our ending wrap-up. The number of jobs in the private goods-producing sector grew by 31,000 in March due to the construction sector eliminating 7,000 jobs, which was about the same as February's decline of 6,000. The declines in the past 2 months have still not totally given back January's gain of 18,000, and only time will tell if the recent trend will continue. Manufacturers were able to find enough new employees to fill 37,000 new jobs after adding 31,000 in February and 52,000 in January. In the last 2 years, manufacturers have added jobs at a faster rate than the rest of the employment economy. Since March 2010, the number of manufacturing jobs has grown 4.0%, while the number of overall jobs is up 3.7%. Mining and logging continue to add jobs, but at a slower rate, with only 1,000 new jobs in March. Although some of its subsectors experienced declines, its oil and gas subsector added 3,100 jobs. The private service providing sector added only 90,000 new jobs in March, which was significantly lower than the 204,000 it added in February and the 199,000 it added in January. The retail trade sector continued to process worker returns with a decline of almost 34,000 jobs in March on top of almost 30,000 jobs lost in February. The professional and business services sector added only 31,000 jobs in March, which is a disappointment after a gain of 86,000 jobs in February and 79,000 in January. The education and health services sector added a total of 37,000 jobs in March, and the highly seasonal educational services subsector contributed almost 11,000 of those new jobs. This means that the healthcare and social services portion was up about 26,000 jobs, with most major subsectors adding jobs, including home health care services that added almost 4,000. The only subsector to experience a decline was child daycare services. The party continued in the leisure and hospitality sector and added 39,000 jobs in March, with most of that growth occurring in its food services and drinking places subsector. The total number of government jobs was down last month by 1,000. In March, the federal government was flat, state government added 2,000, and local government eliminated 3,000 jobs, most of those cuts in education. Now, on to temporary help services. Temporary help services jobs were down 7,500 in March, but this may not hold after subsequent revisions. One reason we say that is because February's number was revised upward by 14,000, and January experienced an upward revision as well. So for the time being, temporary help service jobs were down 0.3% to 2,480,100, but up 8.0% year over year in March. In February, temporary help services was up 2.3% sequentially, its largest month-over-month gain since January 2010. In the first quarter of 2012, temporary help services was up 3.8% from the fourth quarter of 2011 and up 8.8% from the first quarter of 2011. The temporary help services sector has added about 722,000 jobs since growth restarted in September 2009. Temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, was unchanged at 1.87% in March, which is up from 1.84% in January. Its highest level was more than a decade ago, when it was 2.03% in April 2000. Although the 120,000 new jobs in March, especially after being more than 200,000 per month for the previous 3 months, may have disappointed many people, but there are at least two factors in play that may have contributed to the relatively lower performance in March. First of all, the methodology used by the Bureau of Labor Statistics has been criticized as being unable to account accurately for new business formation, which tends to be smaller in size and not fully captured by BLS estimates. Furthermore, these new and smaller businesses tend to be more prevalent during the early stages of recovery, which the economy is currently in by most accounts. Hence, the BLS methodology tends to underestimate job growth at this point of the economic cycle. And also, the unusually mild winter has meant that some employers accelerated their traditional spring hiring plans, so by March, they had already done some of the hiring they traditionally do that month. This early spring hiring that took place during the mild winter could have also played havoc with BLS's seasonality factors embedded in its methodology. Therefore, and we're going a bit out on a limb here, the March job numbers are likely to be revised upward next month. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.